This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No cap recap.
No cap recap.
No cap recap presented to you by Down the Wire. Welcome into the No Cap Recap of Week 9 of the NFL season. Kind of fitting they went to Germany for Week 9, Dave, no?
Nine.
Yeah, so good.
So good.
So good. Coming at you like 12 hours later than normal. No big deal.
Yeah, Tom, you're getting old.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Big sleep guy.
I like sleep. I think everyone likes sleep. No,
I don't.
You don't like to sleep.
No, nope, not a sleep guy. You know, you should know this. I don't sleep for shit.
That doesn't mean that you're good at sleeping, but when you can't you appreciate some good sleep?
No, I was just having this conversation earlier, man. Remember when I had that vitamin D problem?
I think you are the bottom 0.5% of people.
Absolutely. I'm not arguing. I'm not disputing any of this. But when you sleep 18 to 20 hours a day at one point in your life, you are sick and tired of all things sleep.
I guess. I just appreciate a good 8. That's all I'm going for.
In terms of sexual partners?
That would be good, too. And sleep. Sleep. Sexual partners, handshake emoji, 8s.
Oh, hand job emoji, 8.
Thursday feels so long ago. We were recording Down the Wire. Make sure you guys check that out. And every week, whenever it comes out. When we were recording Down the Wire, the Steelers-Titans game was going on. And
We did grab it early. Like before any of that.
Yes. I did tell you to pick. You didn't pick. And you were mulling on who you were going to decide to go with when the game was about to start.
Yes.
And then I kind of peer pressured you into choosing the Steelers. And you're welcome. Welcome.
You know what? For once, it paid off because normally your gut is pretty terrible.
Not always. But sometimes I get it. And you know what? I think I understand Mike Tomlin as a coach. Like, Mike Tomlin is going to win games where you're like, he should probably win this one. And Mike Tomlin is sometimes going to win games where you're like, he should probably not win this one. So I like to just say Mike Tomlin wins because it seems like he doesn't lose very often. He's never had a losing season, right? We all know this about him.
Well, we all do. But all know.
We really know. We know this.
I think what we need to ask ourselves if we know is Will Levis, like, pretty fucking good still. I think you're pretty impressed with him being, this is his second game in the NFL. He by no means do I think he was the reason why they lost. The Titans just aren't a very good team. If they were able to get a, you know, if they had, like, maybe an A.J. Brown. Oh, if they had him on their team ever in the history of whatever, they would be really fucking good.
Yeah.
With Will Levis. They're 3-5 right now after this loss. D-Hop comes back down to earth. He wasn't having another crazy game. Derrick Henry can only do so much, which I still don't get why you wouldn't give him the ball 40 fucking times a game and just see what happens.
Well, I don't know. Just ask Matt LaFleur.
We'll get there.
Just saying it's the perfect way to go about it.
Dave, I saw a list of the top 10 Badger defensive players of all time in the history of the program. Top 10. Okay. Both Watt brothers were not on the list.
Ooh.
Both.
I'll tell you right now, I don't think TJ Watt was as good in college. He was really good. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, they're both first round picks.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean shit, Tom. You know that. I'm just saying JJ absolutely should have been on there because didn't he have a better career in college?
Maybe. I think JJ was so much more impressive for his athletic feats because he was listed as a defensive lineman, whereas TJ was kind of known to be an outside linebacker who was athletic. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And even though they're both edge guys now, you would just call them edge. TJ Watt, he had the play where his helmet gets ripped off and he like still makes a sack. And that was the same play JJ Watt did like 8 years before on the day or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
TJ Watt's nasty. I have a different conversation of who might be like the best defensive player in the league every single week, it feels like. But I'll go out on a limb and say it's in the AFC North, the best defensive player in the league. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Anything else you got to say on this one?
Kenny
Pickett blows.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, hi, Dave. Oh, hello. Hello.
Is this your German?
Oh, yeah.
Ja.
Ja, it's my Deutschland accent. Ich
my German.
Okay, I'm going to stop now. Yeah, I'm going to stop because my other German accent would get us canceled. Dolphins, Chiefs. Dave, I tried to warn you about this one.
You know what? It was a fine bet to make. I had sound logic and reasoning for it. You're right. The Chiefs definitely look rough this year. The Dolphins have not had
The Chiefs defense is like a top five defense in the league. I know it doesn't sound right to say.
Yeah, but what is their offense?
I don't care. Their defense is a Super Bowl defense. That's how good their defense is. Which is not what we've seen with Pat Mahomes' Chief teams.
In all fairness, Super Bowl defense is like 15?
I think you need to be in the top 12. But okay. This is like a Ravens Super Bowl defense level defense.
Okay.
This is where they are at now. Again, it doesn't sound right because giving Pat Mahomes a defense seems like it should be unfair. Well, luckily, Pat Mahomes gets nerfed if you give him a defense. That's how it works.
They've had a decent defense over the past couple of years. I guess you just may not have even realized it, but, you know, whatever.
The defense hasn't been their forefront. Okay, it hasn't been their focal point, if you would.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are 0-3 against teams that have a winning record. We ready to... fraud them? It's getting dangerous.
No. They're not fraud-worthy yet. They haven't had, like, a crazy amount of good players, good opponents, right? I realize that they've lost two basically only good opponents.
I mean, this team's going to win 11, 12 games still. Like, here's the remaining schedule. Raiders, Dub, Jets, up in the air. Commanders, Dub.
I see what you did there.
Nice. Commanders, Dub, Titans, Dub, Jets. Again, they'll split those. Let's just say they split them. And then they have a really tough three games. It's Cowboys, Ravens, Bills to close it out.
Cowboys, Ravens, Bills. Okay. I mean, they could do it. I think it's doable.
I think now you can't trust the Dolphins. You can't trust the Dolphins until week 16.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with them. You won't be able to trust them until week 16 of the NFL season. Tua is good against shit teams. Kind of blew the game with the fumble on the last play of the game. But again, the Chiefs just kind of... They intimidate now on defense.
Would you say, though, Like, how much of this falls on Tua and then falls on the rest of the team?
You know, I'm going to give Tua 40%.
Okay.
Like, maybe 40%? 40%.
Now, how much of that is also going to fall on the fact that Devin Achan is not there?
I'll give that 20%. 20% of loss. I mean, McDaniel's got to take 20% in there and then 20% to spread around to some other guys not performing in a big game, right?
All right. Well, see, like that, I think there's a lot of things that weren't quite there. So I don't know. Just saying.
Chiefs are good.
Yes.
This game was fucking, I mean, crazy fucking games this week. Crazy fucking games. A lot of them.
Yeah.
I didn't miss any backups. I guess for Will Levis, right? But he's kind of going to be the number one guy all year now.
He better be.
But Jaren Hall, Taylor Heinicke, and the Pastronaut, Josh Dobbs.
Oh, shit.
I mean, this is literally the same story as Baker Mayfield last year.
Hot damn.
Pulling up to the Rams and getting a dub in like 3 days' notice. They had Kevin O'Connell saying he was quite literally translating the plays to Josh Dobbs in the huddle as he's calling them. There was no reason for Josh Dobbs to win this game, and he played his best game of his career, I think, today. I don't know what his stat lines are off the top of my head.
Don't forget.
How often do you think we've seen Josh Dobbs put up 31 points as a team?
Don't forget, they beat the Cowboys earlier this year.
Yeah, okay. Did he have 3 touchdowns in that game? I'm going to say probably not. That doesn't sound like Josh Dobbs will do that. Did he lead the team?
You know what? It was 28-16.
Okay, did he have 3 touchdowns?
I'm looking it up. I'm getting there right now. No.
No.
He had 1.
Okay. Did he lead the team in rushing and passing yards?
Second in rushing.
Okay, so.
And of course, yes, what led him in passing.
Yes. Jaren Hall gets bumped out, who didn't even look all that bad. I mean, when he was in.
No, he just kept getting DDT'd onto literally DDT'd onto the field. It was insane.
Josh Dobbs, he looked like, it's just like an electric collegiate quarterback out there.
Okay.
That's
I'm okay with that.
The way it looked was he was just, he was in his Heisman moment, if you would. Not because he's not going to win the MVP, obviously, but I'm saying it was one of those games where it was like, I'm going to show you, you can all go fuck yourself. It's similar to the Baker Mayfield game last year. Like, sure. No one wanted me. That's fine. I'm going to play mistake-free football. I'm going to play also very similar to Taylor Heinicke in Washington, where it was just an annoying level of football because you know he's not good and you know he's not better than you. But somehow he makes fucking great plays. And he did that a lot with his legs in this one.
Mm.
Josh Dobbs had a lot of scrambles. He had the one scramble where he ran like 58 yards for, I can't remember if it was his touchdown or if he did it on a 2-point conversion now, a day later. But Josh Dobbs, I do think this is going to be like, okay, this is the peak. And then it's going to be all downhill. They already announced he's going to be the starter against the Saints next week.
I mean, at this point, you have to.
Right.
Why wouldn't you start him? Especially considering that he's going to get that team motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does this make you feel about the Vikings going forward? Do you think they have a legitimate chance?
I mean, they could make the 7th seed. They could make the 7th seed.
But not win the division?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
You're not quite there yet.
Not at all in that boat yet. I would say I'm still 100% the Lions will win the division.
Oh.
Still 100%. Not even down to 99.
I'm going to tell you right now, the final week of the year is going to be Vikings-Lions.
Yes. And I don't think that game is going to even matter.
Ooh.
That's where I'm at.
That's tough.
For the division? No, I think the Lions will have the division wrapped up by then.
I mean, the Lions are kind of faltering, man.
I don't think the Lions are going to win a lot of playoff games, but I do think they're better than these Minnesota Vikings. I do want you to know, or I want to hear your opinion on, okay, so Taylor didn't play all that well, didn't play all that bad, whatever, did his thing. Arthur Smith about to get fired?
Oh, wait, are we moving on? Oh, sorry, no, I forgot they played Atlanta. Why did I think they played someone else?
No.
Here's my thing with that.
Has he been there like 3 years now, right? I feel like this is like his third season.
I actually would have thought it was longer. Here's my thing with that, though. He does not use Bijan enough.
No, and that's where I'm going to be like, he needs to use Bijan more. Otherwise, he's going to get fired.
Good.
Like, Taylor Heinicke threw 38 passes in this game. I realize it was close, shootout kind of game, but he never played this year, and you're throwing him that many times. It's kind of ridiculous. That's where I'm at with it. I'm worried about Arthur's job.
Somebody gonna get in trouble.
Bears Saints. Tyson Bagent? Bagent?
Bagent. Bagent Orange.
Ooh, I like that.
I mean, it just is right there.
I like that.
Literally just came up with that.
He's got a lot of tattoos. It's kind of sick. I'm a fan of that. Oh, yeah.
West Virginia boy?
He is a Shepherd's University or whatever.
Yeah.
Shepherd's Pie University. I'm not sure.
What if they were the Shepherd Pies?
That would be pretty good. Get him his alarm. And Taysom Hill threw a touchdown pass. Taysom Hill, fifth player in NFL history to ever have 10 passing, rushing, and receiving touchdowns. Other four are Hall of Famers.
Well,
just numbers. It's just numbers.
He needs to get like sponsored by KFC, and so he could be Tasty Hill.
He needs to be sponsored by like Swiss Army, and then he could literally be a Swiss Army knife person.
Garbage.
And get
Boo!
The army. You like that? I know you like that. This is not going to work with Tyson Bagent at quarterback. I think that's fair to say. He's doing fine enough to what the hell? Did you just change the light on me? Okay, that scared me. I was thinking that...
You like that?
I was thinking that Bagent could maybe sneak a couple of wins in there. I don't know. I'm starting to lose on that. The Bears, you know, they signed Montez Sweat. They won this week. Doesn't matter.
Yep. What, $98 million four-year deal?
Yeah, they signed into a lot of money.
Sounds pretty legit to me.
But, yeah, that's fine. And Derek Carr, way to not suck completely.
Yay! That's about all I can tolerate with Bears football.
All right. Dave, you remember the proposal I had last week when we were making picks?
Yeah, so I think we should start off with the latter. Not the next one, but the one that kind of builds to this.
So I did say that you want me to not talk about what I wanted to do, or you want me to talk about what I wanted to do?
We want to talk about what you wanted to do.
Okay.
But then
go and talk about the...
Yeah, because that's a 1-2 combination.
Here. Sure. So I did want to take the Browns plus 21 if Deshaun was not playing. I did say that if Deshaun is playing, I will not take it because we don't pick the Browns to wins out of protest when Deshaun's playing. And I will then be peer pressured into making another plus 21, even though I really wanted to make that my plus 21. And then the Packers were the other team that I said, okay, fuck it. I'll make them my plus 21 to lose. And then they proceeded to win by 17 points.
Yeah.
I also was not under the impression that Matthew Stafford was not playing in this game. And
Ruh-roh, Reggie.
If I would have knew, I just came up with this nickname for the quarterback for the, what's his name? The Rams.
Brett Rippin.
Yeah, Brett Rippin ass on the field. Just came up with that.
Because he farts.
And it stinks. It stinks bad. He had no business playing in this game.
So good.
I mean, I know Stetson Bennett is away. I don't even want to give him a backup alarm. Like, that's where I'm at with Brett Rypien.
You know, then you know exactly who you need to press. The most recent thing you recorded, Cam. Come on.
Who's that?
Oh, please.
Oh.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, please.
That's my Al Michaels when Brett Rypien gets told he's starting in a game. He was bad. The Packers.
No, I mean, like, they did Brett Rypien. Right. Brett Rypien actually, I've seen him be fine, but he was like really bad.
Like dropping snaps and shit. Like, it was.
The whole game was just garbage.
It was garbage. And he completed 13 passes with 15 incompletions. They couldn't run the ball. If you can't run the ball on Green Bay, you can't run the ball. And
yeah,
Jordan Love and the Packers did what they needed to. And you know what? A win's a win. It wasn't perfect by any means, but okay. I'm okay with it. Like, it feels good as a team that sucks ass. We know we suck ass. I'd rather be totally ass and be able to get an extremely high pick. But, like, a win every once in a while feels, like, good. You know
what
I mean?
A win feels like a win.
It feels good. And, you know, you don't have to be constantly sad on Sundays now.
Well, I mean, that's not true. They're still not good.
They're not good, but at least you can be like, okay, they're better than the Rams. Like, that's fine. Sure.
See, but like, they're not better than the Rams. They're not. If Matt Stafford's there, I change my answer too. Because I think we both change our answers if we know that Brett Rypien is playing.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't have picked him to lose by 21 with Brett Rypien playing.
But yeah, I mean, you wouldn't even pick them. You wouldn't even pick them to have that 21 game at all. And I think you probably would have picked the Packers to win. I think I would have.
Jordan Love looked all right. I'm still not. Are you at all, like, turning your corner or on how they throw the deep ball? Because they suck at throwing the deep ball.
Well, it's not they. It's him.
He sucks.
Yeah, it's
at throwing it deep.
I don't think he sucks necessarily. It's more like, he's not throwing it right. Does that make sense? Like, really, I told you the other day when we were watching the game that weird short pass to what's his face? Watson. He threw it too high. He, like, the angle of it was like he was trying to chuck it up in the air and do like five, like he was playing 500.
I think he sucks at throwing the deep ball.
I think if he angles
worried.
It,
I'm worried about it.
I think if he angles it, it's a different story.
He does fine when he's like ripping a ball and putting some
ripping
zipping on a ball. You know what I mean?
He's ripping some zip.
When he doesn't have to lob a ball, he's fine. But if he has to just throw it up, I do not like what he does. I'm not a Jordan Love hater. I'm not. I want Jordan Love. I'm a Jordan Love deep ball hater for sure. I'll go that far. I just don't want Jordan Love to be mediocre, and we've said this.
Well, that's look,
and he's really on mediocre right now.
So I was talking to Bart Winkler, a friend of me, not the show, I guess, because he hasn't been on Jackass. I was talking to Bart, and I told him, I was like, you need to equate him to someone right now, at least what his potential can be. All right. Who do you have? Like, how good do you think he can be? Talent, put it all together.
Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill made an AFC championship game.
Yeah, no. I think he's...
I don't think it's much better than that right now.
I get Kirk Cousins vibes off of him.
Kirk was having a really fucking good year before he got hurt.
But how long? Like, how long did it take Kirk to get to that?
Kirk was solid in Washington.
He wasn't great, and it still took him a while.
Ryan Tannehill has made a couple playoff games... and he's won a couple playoff and games. He's
the number not a of
Super
people
Bowl winning quarterback.
The number one, well, neither is Kirk.
Mm.
No.
If Kirk was on the 49ers, he'd win a Super Bowl.
You know what, though? But I think if a lot of players were on the 49ers, like,
don't think Jordan Love could.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I also think that, you know, people looking at Kirk, you know, specifically where he's at in Minnesota right now, and people that love to compare to Aaron Rodgers in his first starting year, right, with the Packers, what is that, 08,
yep.
Right? What is the difference between those teams and this current Packers team?
There was a lot of weapons on that team.
Just talent. Overall talent. There's very little on the offense right now.
Defense showed out. They forced turnovers. I know it was against Brett Rypien.
Also, bullshit penalties.
Well, bullshit penalties as in, like, the team fucking needs to stop committing penalties.
Because I don't know what... I'll tell you right now.
The offsides was terrible.
There were two offsides that just didn't even make sense.
It was a terrible call on Yash Nyman or whatever it was. But, like, you can't be on the 37-yard line on third down and commit a false start. You can't. It just fucks everything. It fucks everything.
I looked it up yesterday, and I still feel like this is a bullshit stat, but they're like 10th in the league. They're not. They're not top 10. Remember, they're 11th. They're tied for 10. How? This team gets called for so many garbage penalties, it's ridiculous. Fuck them.
I'm done. I'm done talking about that. Commanders, Patriots.
You know, we split this game.
Yeah.
You came out on top.
I did.
Good for you.
And the Chiefs game.
Yes, you did as well. In fact, I think all of the splits went to you this week.
Yep. And then I actually fucked it with the Packers. So.
Well.
And then.
And I didn't fuck it.
Right.
Because
the next
game. Yeah. Because I had the. Yeah.
Sam Howell. Sam Howell's good.
He is. Yes.
Sam Howell's better than Jordan Love.
I told you Sam Howell was going to be good last year.
He's good.
Yeah, man.
Mac Jones and the Patriots are ass.
Ooh,
ass.
I mean, okay.
The Patriots have the worst record in the AFC. That is ass.
They're pretty bad. But
bad game.
I was looking pretty good with that idea that the Patriots might win.
It makes sense for this game, I guess, because we don't know how good the Commanders really are, and I don't think they're very good. Like, I wonder if
they're not.
If the Packers had full strength, could they beat the Commanders at full strength? It'd be a good game, I think.
And then they kind of got fucked at the end too. There was that like bullshit penalty, right there too. I think if you played this game 20 times, it might be a 10-10 split. That's how I'm gonna feel. All right, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, they're both mid.
I'll say 11-9 split.
Okay. Ravens Seahawks.
Oh, baby. Man, you gave me some shit on this for saying plus 21, baby.
No, I gave you shit on saying that the Dolphins Chiefs was going to be a plus 21.
You gave me shit on this one, too.
When you were like, on this one sneaky too. Plus 21 Dolphins Chiefs, and I was like, you're high.
Look, it was sneaky. It was sneaky.
It snuck up on no one.
Okay.
I also did tell you that I think the Ravens are probably the best team in the league.
You know what? And every time you say that, something bad happens to that team.
No, it's actually been proven to be really helpful because they just beat the shit out of the Seahawks, who was the number one team in the NFC West. Lamar has also only lost one game against the NFC in his whole career. He's like 17-1. Versus the NFC right now.
NFC soft.
Lamar is just him. The Ravens, no matter who they have running the ball, doesn't matter. Who the fuck is, like, what was his name? Like, Keon Mitchell or something? Or
Keon Broxton.
Kevin Mitchell, maybe? I don't remember what it was. But had the huge run. Big day for him. The Ravens defense is now clicking. Geno Stone picked off Geno Smith.
Yeah, how many times did they say Geno?
A lot.
Just off that one fucking pick.
Yeah, a lot of times they do that. And I think that the Ravens are legitimately like a favorite in the AFC.
I would almost go out and say
that they are right now. If I had to pick an AFC championship game, they'd be playing in it.
Okay. I think there are way too many teams to pick.
Well, the entire AFC North is disgusting. Like, they're all good now. Bengals, yeah. Browns, Steelers, Ravens. It's the best division in the sport.
It has been.
Yes.
Not best. Most competitive.
I think those are interchangeable terms.
You better sound the alarm, though, Tom. We did get Tyler Huntley for like a good couple plays.
Pro bowler. Pro bowler Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, too. Insane. oh, my Lord.
When do you...
Were you talking about Keaton Mitchell?
Keaton Mitchell. There you go. So Keaton and Kevin, or Keon. And Keon and Kevin, like, split the difference. It's Keaton.
I don't see your logic in that, but okay.
Yeah. Seahawks are dead. We ready to do that? Seahawks are dead. They're just going to be done after this?
No fucking chance, dude.
I don't know. I don't like
them. They play the Commanders at home next week. They play in L.A. against the Rams.
Okay.
They play the 49ers, Cowboys, 49ers, Eagles.
So yeah, they're dead.
That's a rough stretch.
Are we going to say they're dead?
But Titans, Steelers, Cardinals.
They lose that Steeler game 100%. 100%. That's a game Mike Tomlin fucking wins. Write me down
10,
for that.
Is that a 10-6 record?
I don't know.
10-7, I mean. No, 10-6, right?
10-7.
Okay.
You almost said 10-6 makes 17 right there. I saved you. You're welcome.
No. I was going to say 17 games, 17 weeks. So then it would be 1 week left because of the thing.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, I know.
Can we stop talking about this game? Because the next game is game of the week.
Oh, my God.
Game of the week. Absolutely game of the week. Did we have upset of the week already? I don't even think we did. Maybe.
No.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch. Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, we don't really have an upset.
Maybe at the last game. Anyway, the Texans and Buccaneers. We both picked the Buccaneers to win this game.
Foolishly.
We're
so foolish.
They took the lead with like 40 seconds left.
Yeah, Mike Evans.
And then C.J. Stroud...
said, fuck you, Wurtzes.
I was going to say, like, with all due respect, threw his nuts on the table. Like, just to everyone. he is now the first rookie to ever throw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns in a game ever in the history of the NFL.
It's hot.
And 470 yards, the most ever in a game. 5 touchdowns is tied for the most ever in a game by a rookie. And led a comeback with 40 seconds left on the clock with guys like Nico Collins and Noah Brown.
Yup.
Like, CJ Stroud's fucking good, man.
Yup.
Is this going to be like one of those, like the Panthers are going to be like, fuck, at the end of the day?
Yup.
Like,
absolutely.
After it's all done, they'd be like, we could have taken CJ Stroud and we took Bryce Young.
Yeah, you done goofed.
Because it's not looking good. And what was that test last year? The SAS test or whatever? You remember what that was? It's like the test that replaced the Wonderlic. And Bryce Young got like a perfect score almost on it. And CJ Stroud got the worst score on it. And everyone was like, oh, CJ Stroud.
Sure. Sucks.
It was called like STARS or something. I don't remember what it was called. SAS or maybe. I can't remember. But this was like, wow. This is, and you know what? The Texans of old lose this game all the time without CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
This is a game that they are totally defeated after the Buccaneers score that last touchdown. And CJ Stroud was just dropping dimes the entire time. Maybe not even the biggest. Like a 1A and 1B headline, Dare Ogunbowale in this game. Former Badger. Kick the 29-yarder, which ends up being the difference in the game. And the effortless touchbacks on like every kick.
Yeah.
When he was kicking after they scored. Do you think, Dave, we ever might get to a point where football like adopts a Shohei Ohtani type thing where a kicker is also a position player or a position player is also a kicker? Why not? That's what I mean. Like,
there's literally no reason not to.
Like save a roster spot kind of thing.
And add an extra receiver or something, or like an extra corner.
This guy plays like defensive back and then he can also kick field goals.
I was ready to give Ogunbowale a little bit more credit, like with what he was doing. You know what? Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm for him. I mean, that's a legit backup moment right there. No?
I agree.
But I mean, I think he could have made some of those extra points.
Yeah, the spread was 3, so people were pissed that they took a knee on the 2-point conversion.
And was that Skorigami, you said, right?
Yeah, it was Skorigami, yeah.
Very weird, because this doesn't feel like a Skorigami-type score.
37 is a weird number, and 39 is a weird number.
It still feels like something that should have happened.
Absolute shootout. Game was electric at the end. We were clapping for CJ Stroud, and we knew.
Yeah, we're totally fine to get that wrong.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
He's him. Clayton Toon, just fucking take him out back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to go.
Oh, please.
There it is.
Yeah.
that's 2 backup. I've never eaten a backup in my life.
Like, just.
Okay, well, what about one of those unassuming backups?
You mean, oh, please.
Like what? Like Clayton Toon?
Oh, please.
Oh, okay.
No, Clayton Toon. I mean, just terrible. Like, so bad. The Cardinals had, 55 yards.
He looked like a Badgers quarterback.
And I tried to pick this as a plus 21.
Whap, whap.
I would have got it. I respectfully will take the loss on it. It's a 4-point swing for me, which probably would have catapulted me to the lead, just saying, based on what happened if I had 4 more wins.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it would have. So if I lose this season by...
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't have been, because...
Instead of getting 2 losses, I'd get 2 wins. So you got to take away 2 losses and then add 2 wins to it.
You would still get a loss because of the Rams game, because you would have taken the Rams.
Sure.
Yeah. So it would have made us even, I think.
Okay. So yeah, that's why I'm pissed. And fuck you, Deshaun Watson. There's not much to talk about that one.
Anyway. Well, it's Deshaun Watson. We don't talk about him.
Colts Panthers. Bryce Young is dick. Ass. Dude, he's so bad. He's so bad.
He is getting on my nerves.
Gardner Minshew. Love you, Gardner.
He was happy.
He didn't do anything too crazy in this one, but, you know, gets the job done against the shitty Panthers, who I think will be Green Bay's maybe only win left on the year.
Oof.
They're bad. Panthers are bad.
I mean, yes, but also, like, only win. I'm starting to turn around on the Packers, man. I'm like, not, oh like, my turn, God. Turn. Well, first of all, they still have to play the Giants. And no, we'll get there eventually. So
next. Yeah. Well.
And I think the Bears.
I think the Colts are, like, better than they are perceived, too.
This is how the Colts always are, though. It's not so much they're better as, like, how good they are perceived. It's how good they actually are, and then they fuck up.
Like they could easily, in my opinion, be, like, a 6-3 team. Just feels like it.
Yeah.
And now they're 4-5.
And they piss you off because of that.
Yeah, I want them to be better. They don't run the ball nearly as well anymore now with Jonathan Taylor. Zach Moss is getting that affected on him as well. And I don't want to watch a Colts game if Gardner Minshew only throws for 127 yards. Like, let's make that 272 yards instead.
Tom, I forgot to go back a little bit. Clayton Tune, how many total yards did he have?
Like 6.
58.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah, the team had 55 tough. Total yards.
Oh, another side thing. Hate to just tangent off. Tom, how many total passes did the hefty lefty Jared Lorenzen have in his entire NFL?
Attempts or completions?
Attempts.
Not a lot. 12?
Try 8.
Okay. Yeah, I was right on the money. Pretty 8. Close. Right.
Pretty crazy.
Right there.
I had someone tell me close to 80.
No, three picks for Bryce Young too. Not great.
Yeah.
Raiders Giants.
I'm telling you, man, Aiden O'Connell. If CJ Stroud is him, Aiden O'Connell is a dude.
Guy.
No,
like, guy's strong.
Guy's too casual though. How about
bro, he's bro.
How about
homie?
I'll think about it.
Tommy DeVito played in this one again.
You love Tommy DeVito.
Yeah,
because Daniel Jones is done.
Yeah, we're gonna get Tommy DeVito all year.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's gonna be bad. They might bring in someone. Like, that's how bad Tommy DeVito is.
Oh, my God.
Like, the Giants might just call Eli back up. Like, just come get sacked for 4 weeks.
Is Tyrod done? Is that what that was? Because, like...
Yeah, he got hurt last week, didn't he?
Was he in concussion protocol? Is that
like, ribs or some shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, it's going to be Tommy DeVito.
Okay, if instead of A. Dan O'Connell, he is A. Man O'Connell. How about that?
You like Aiden O'Connell. I don't know. He's nothing crazy to me.
I mean, look, is he lighting the fucking world on fire?
This is the Antonio Pierce game. This is literally, yeah. This is Jeff Saturday all over again.
Whoa.
He just came out and coached. Like,
yeah, but I think Antonio Pierce is
this is the
going to be better than Jeff's fucking Saturday.
It's debatable. We'll see. This is the most points the Raiders have scored all year. So that's pretty impressive off the top.
Against a halfway decent defense?
No. Giants are just terrible altogether. They're bad. They're bad. And we're done talking about them as well. This was a hell of a game here, too. Eagles-Cowboys. Big one here.
Woo!
A lot of people saying that the Cowboys probably could have won this game. I don't want to say should have, but they could have won this game.
Could've, would've, should've.
And there was a couple of plays that get stopped, you know, a yard short or inches short. And then they have the last play of the game where they ended up getting stopped like 3 yards short of the end zone there. The Eagles, they have a bye week coming up. I think it's a good week for a bye for them. Just need a reset, recalibrate a little bit. They've been getting a little, I don't want to say lucky, but fortunate with a lot of games in their favor. They're obviously still the best team in the NFC. Can you stop changing the fucking light every 5 seconds?
You. I'm trying to stroke you out.
Jesus.
I'm putting you through a gauntlet.
Yeah, I know, and I'm getting a headache like all the time. Dak played all right. Dak didn't play terrible. He definitely was the reason why they were still in this game. CeeDee Lamb played really out of his fucking mind.
CeeDee's nuts.
Yeah, and again, Dave, like Jake Ferguson is just on a fuck you tour. I don't know what it is.
I think it's like fuck you, because you're the one that kind of doubted Jake Ferguson. I'm not saying I
didn't like openly doubt him.
I'm pretty sure you openly doubted him.
No, I didn't. I said if there was any guy after he started playing well that I thought would not have been like translate to the NFL like he is, it was Jake Ferguson.
Okay.
It was no doubt. It was shock. And now I am like, holy shit, Jake Ferguson is
him?
Him. Yeah. Instead of Jake, it's Jahim. Yeah.
Ew. So what are you trying to say? Top five tight end in the league?
Seven.
Oh.
Maybe top seven.
Okay.
Definitely top 10.
All right. Don't hate it.
And the Eagles, they lose Dallas Goedert, who was going to be in that conversation too. He broke his arm. That's going to be rough.
Yeah, but he'll be fine. Like that. He'll get wrapped up some shit and he'll be fine in like a month. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I like that weapon for Jalen. I mean, they're 8-1 now. They get the bye week. You know, hopefully he only misses like 4 games or something out of that. But this is a hell of a game. Jalen Hurts just playing, you know, a little bit more safe than Dak Prescott in this one, than their team. And
well, that's because, you know, Dak Prescott blows.
I don't want to say he blows, but he's not.
He's pretty rough.
He's like at number 10 if he's top 10 quarterback.
Ooh. Shit.
Would you rather have Dak or CJ Stroud?
CJ Stroud. There absolutely.
So now is CJ top 10?
I mean, like this year? Yeah, absolutely. In fact, he is, I think, realistically, like, top 5 because of his play, his level of play and what he's throwing. Mm. Just saying. Again, based off of this year, I think he's, like, the number 2 or 3 fantasy quarterback?
I don't know how high he is right now. He is not in the... Right now, I would say if we're going off of this year...
You taking Stafford or Dak Prescott?
Probably Dak.
Just because of movement?
If we're still going up until this point, I think Kirk Cousins would be higher than Dak.
Yeah, I'm counting right now in my head. I'm still taking 4.
Mahomes. I mean, Russell Wilson has not played bad this year. That's another crazy thing.
Yeah, but I'm still taking Dak over him.
Sam Howell?
I'm going to say probably not.
Okay.
Justin Herbert?
Jared Goff? I would take Herbert over him. Would you take Goff over him?
I'm going to say yeah. Okay. So I'm at 10.
Joe Burrow?
Yeah, absolutely. Joe Burrow's done enough to...
Josh Dobbs?
Get fucked.
Okay.
Not enough alopecia.
Lamar Jackson? Yeah, over him.
I mean, duh.
I mean, his numbers aren't much better than him.
Look, I get it. But, you know.
Tyson Bagent?
Fuck you.
Tommy DeVito? Taysom Hill?
Kill me.
Okay. Na 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 na.
Ha ha.
Na 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 na.
Wah 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 wah.
Na 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 na.
Ha.
So the Bills are not in the playoffs right now if it ended today, Dave.
Yeah, this was rough. Another split here. So 3 splits. You beat me in all of them.
Yeah.
Ouch. Kind of sucks.
Right, again, but the swing on me losing two, and I have a worse week than you because of it.
It's because of
Matt Stafford is the reason why.
Yeah, but it was still would have tied. You wouldn't have been in front,
but still stupid.
Well, again,
stupid.
What, you had no other choice.
I would also maybe picked a different plus 21. Which was there another plus 21 I could have went? I wouldn't have picked Raiders Giants.
No. I don't know. I don't think the Raiders Giants is actually the worst idea because of when did McDaniels get fired?
Like not even a week ago.
I know, but when we picked,
he was fired.
Like you could have that we should have known has been like, "Oh, this is a good one to pick."
I don't know. I don't think I would have picked that one, so whatever, but I probably would have got a dub on one another place like no. I probably would have. Colts Panthers wouldn't have been a bad one to try out.
Well, it wouldn't have helped.
Wouldn't have helped. Like I said, I would have got a dub on it, I'm saying, though. And I don't know where else I would have went with it. But yeah, Colts Panthers probably would have been another one. Maybe Saints Bears, but that seems scary to think about in the moment. I could have went Falcons Vikings, and I would have got fucked on that one, too. But Joe Burrow back. Bengals back. I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be, this is like exactly how the Bengals play every fucking year now. This is their identity, that they end up sucking to start and then figure it out. And then they're good again and they're beating good teams. The Bills, I don't know if they're necessarily a good team. Well, maybe they're a good team, not a great team.
Yeah.
Who would win, Bills or Cowboys in a game?
Where is it being played?
Neutral site. Let's just say that's the Super Bowl. I think I'd lead Cowboys.
See, I don't know. Like that's a tough one.
I feel like they're the same level of team.
Here's the thing, though. Like Josh Allen is better under pressure,
maybe,
but like the overall team is better on the Cowboys. Josh Allen is the better quarterback.
Sure.
And I don't think it's
been
close.
A little reckless with the ball this year.
He has, but that is like, that's Dak Prescott's MO.
Right. He will be reckless with the ball. Dak will. Yeah. That's
yeah. Cool. So like I said, I think it's kind of that's a difficult one. I think I still lean Bills.
Okay.
Cause I think, I don't think Dak has, like a come from behind mentality.
True, but I do think the Bengals like won this game. I don't think there's any fuckery about
it. No. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but that's different. You know what I mean? I thought for sure Buffalo. I was trying to play the mind game, like the mental aspect of it all. Like DeMar Hamlin, like this is that game from last season.
Yeah.
Like, and he's going to be on the sidelines. I thought for sure they were going to win
he
it for him.
He did honor Cincinnati hospital people, though, with the scholarships.
That's what happened, man.
So
you that fucked up.
Reverse Damar Hamlin on that.
You fucked up. Yeah, I'm just saying. Maybe he should have been like, nah, dude, how dare you? I asked for more mashed potatoes than I was given, and you didn't give it to me.
Yeah.
Like, he probably could have came up with some type of bullshit. Like, yeah, thanks for keeping me alive, only to disappoint me.
All right, pick review.
Yeah, so I went 7-7, I went 500, thanks to that lovely plus 21.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I have three of them this year.
Yeah, you've been on it this year.
Dude, a third of the time I'm nailing my plus 21s. That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And you actually went 9-5 though. So like feel good too.
Yeah.
Feel good.
And that plus 21 got me two losses. So it was a tough one. I definitely am okay to lose it if the Packers win. So whatever. Feel okay about it.
Yeah. We get into some dicey games next week.
Yeah, like, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, we've got some hot fire games. And man, you know what? I'm going to say too, speaking of recklessness, I've been a little reckless because I've been trying to pull away from you. I think I gotta play it the gut a little bit better.
Okay.
Cause like, that's what happened.
Need some more fiber in your picks. Make some gut health.
I mean, like I tried to be sneaky with the New England pick, which like I said, it almost paid off. Miami one, I think that's a bad loss on me.
Yeah.
I probably should have been smarter with that.
I did want to pick Miami, and then you picked Miami, and I faded off of it. But they did travel there like 3 days earlier than the Chiefs.
Which again, makes sense.
Sounded like they could win that one.
Yeah. Yes. And I think my Buffalo loss, I think it's understandable. I think that's kind of a coin flip game. But, you know, whatever.
Okay. Studs and duds. Dave, I'm going to not pick a player for my stud.
Oh,
Antonio Pierce. Feel like he kind of earns this one. Kick the shit out of the Giants.
Sure.
And after Josh McDaniels gets fired from the report from Jay Glazer because he was shit-talking Antonio Pierce after he talked about beating the Patriots, that's a good fuck you. It's a really good fuck you.
You know what, Tom? I, too, am sticking with the not going to pick a player, and I'm also going to pick from that same game. I'm going Mark Davis.
Oh, okay.
For pulling the plug on Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
And eating a shit ton of money.
Only
for
costed him $85 million to fire him and Ziegler.
That's what we were talking about. We've talked about that forever. We're like, they're fucked. They're not going to do it. They're so fucked. They're stuck with this fucking loser. Mm. No. Good on Mark Davis for doing that shit. I realize he's just got money to blow, so I don't think he truly cares that much.
Right.
He cares about winning, but you know that motivated the fuck out of that team, getting Josh McDaniels out of there. How soon before he's like back with the Patriots calling plays?
Next year.
Fuck.
Yeah, you could.
Who's the OC right now? Is it Patricia?
Still? No, I don't think so. Oh, I don't even know who their OC is. Is it Bill O'Brien?
Ooh, that might be. Hold on.
I'm Bill O'Brien. That was another one that I think. And I'm not going to pick.
It is O'Brien.
Is it really Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
Wow. What a fucking pull on my part there. Then my other dud, or my dud rather, is also not going to be a player. It's going to be Josh McCown.
McCown.
You know why? He is the.
Matt Patricia calls the plays, though.
Oh, well, that's fucking stupid. Yep. That's dumb. Josh McCown is the quarterback coach, maybe offensive coordinator, for the Carolina Panthers. And a big reason why they drafted Bryce Young instead of C.J. Stroud, because he was more in love with Bryce Young than C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good dud after this week, because 3 interceptions versus the best game ever a rookie has ever played.
I am going to give, again, my dud, not to a player necessarily, but the entire team. Mm. Arizona Cardinals. Do you know why?
Because they thought Clayton Tune was competent.
Wrong. Because they've already announced Kyler Murray's coming back next week.
Mm.
Big dud. Right?
Yeah, Call of Duty comes out next week, too.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Fade the Cardinals.
We've talked about this, right? Like, Kyler ain't that guy. I think at this point.
It sounds like they want him to be.
You could trade him for probably a couple first round picks.
Ooh, I think one first round pick.
I mean, don't forget he's locked up, and he is a franchise quarterback.
One first.
There's definitely
one in
someone.
A couple of seconds. One in a couple of
okay,
seconds.
Okay, well, let's see. I mean, like, let's look through teams that need quarterbacks. And like, let's see. New England. Well, no chance. He's not white, so he's not. They don't want him. And like
Falcons
can't go New Orleans.
Falcons. Get rid of Ritter.
Maybe.
You're not going to be in a good spot there.
You know what? Like, Kyler on the Falcons is kind of fire.
I see it.
Like, that's kind of fun.
Colts aren't going to do
it. Packers?
I would literally quit. I would quit.
Raiders?
Rams wouldn't, because it's division.
Well, I mean, I guess you
what about eight? What about eight him? What about eight him?
I mean, I don't want him to go, but like Mark Davis, you know how the Raiders act, dude.
Speed. Fast.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Fast.
So, okay. Like, that doesn't work for the fucking, for the Raiders. It works for the Dolphins, but not for the Raiders.
All right. Final recap.
Hit it!
Thursday night, Will Levis looking good in his Levi's, but Mike Tomlin looks a little bit better in those jeans. Steelers 20, Titans 16.
Hashtag girl pants.
Over to Germany now for another overseas game. Way too many of them. Andy Reid gets the best of Mike McDaniel's nerd ass. 21-14.
Ausgezeichnet!
Vikings, Falcons, the Pastronaut, Josh Dobbs leading them to victory. Arthur Smith, you are officially on the hot seat. 31-28.
All I can stare at is Josh Dobbs' lack of eyebrows.
Saints, Bears, Bajent is going to be done. I think that's fair. Taysom Hill would be QB1 on the Bears. 24-17.
Weg zu den Heiligen zu gehen.
Packers, Rams, Matt LaFleur gets the pressure off him another week. And Brett Rippin sucks ass. 23.
Was ist passiert?
Patriots, Commanders, and Sam Howell itching his way into a top 10 QB conversation. He wins it over Bill Belichick, 2017.
Das, der sehr gelb Howell macht mich harte.
What did you say about money?
That's, he makes me hard.
Oh, okay, gelb, hard. Ravens, Seahawks, I think they're the best team in the league. I'm ready to say it right now. 37-3.
Vogel!
What is that one?
Birds!
Oh, okay. Texans, Buccaneers, CJ Stroud. Maybe our favorite player to watch in the NFL right now. Sorry, Baker. 39-37.
Closer Stroud, Junge!
Browns, Cardinals. Fuck you, Deshaun. I hate you. 27-0.
Ha 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 ha! Scheiße!
Shit, I knew that one. Okay. Panthers, Colts. Speaking of shit, Bryce Young, you're getting close to that territory. Gardner Minshew, way to lead the boys. 27-13.
Boo, du bist schlecht.
Giants, Raiders, Antonio Pierce debut makes Tommy DeVito look like Danny DeVito. Raiders 30, Giants 6.
Aussicht, mein ACL.
Okay, I got that one. Eagles, Cowboys. Jalen Hurts making the Cowboys feel the pain. Mike McCarthy, you look really fat on the sidelines. Eagles 28, Cowboys 23.
Crocs in the Adler.
Bills, Bengals, Joe Burr is back. And it's getting a little cold in Buffalo. 24-18.
Er ist fast gestorben. That's, he almost died.
Okay. I knew a couple of those. I didn't get all of them. Going to the game in Germany would have been lit. Like, they were getting turned for Country Roads. And I don't know if you know this about Country Roads in Germany. It's like a second national anthem. I don't know why.
Wait. You mean Country Road?
Yeah, John Denver.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about like West Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sorry. It's Take Me Home, Country Road.
Okay.
That's the song.
How about this?
Because
how about this? Fuck you. You knew what I meant. And go die on a country road.
Ouch.
That makes sense?
That's painful. Bring mich auf die Landstraße nach.
No, they play it all in English. They sing it in English. I've been to Germany where they are just getting turned during country road.
I was trying to just bring some American and German flair together, okay?
We are American German flair.
It is like that a is fusion us. Restaurant.
We are a fusion.
We're like McDonald's chicken nuggets using sweet and sour sauce.
The new Mambo sauce, not a sponsor.
What's that?
I tried to give it to you. It's really good.
No, I'm good. I don't want it.
No, it's good.
I'm like done with McDonald's. Hot take.
No, and I don't think it's a hot take. I mean,
it's
just
gross.
Like, I would rather go to so many other fast food places.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with a lot of them. Like that Taco Bell, I'm out.
No, I can't say that.
Nah.
Taco Bell is elite.
Run to the border, dog.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed this no cap recap. Dave is currently making the picture. Thank you, Dave, for making the picture already before we're even done.
I've actually already did it. So oh, thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Cockpig.
We do this every week. We also do Down the Wire every week. Make sure you guys tune into that.
Ooh, especially this week.
Because it's good.
Oh.
The Packers won. Thanks, guys. Now I'm going to go cry myself to sleep over Craig Council. Fuck you, Craig Council. Yeah, I know. We'll have plenty of talk about that. Plenty of talk about it then down the
Thanks.
Way. This has been the No Cap Recap. We weren't capping.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money.